Richard, brother and sister. Nashville, Tennessee, June 30th, 1904. Dear brother and sister Richard, I am at present visiting my son Edson and his wife. I would very much like to sit down and talk with you, but as this cannot be, I will write to you to thank you, my brother and sister, for the encouragement you have given my son. He tells me that you have repeatedly sent him means to help the work here. We thank you for this. We have had a very pleasant visit here. We found Edson so busy that he could hardly take time to sleep or rest. We have tried to help him carry the load. I found my son living a few miles from Nashville on a 10-acre piece of ground. He has a small printing establishment here. He and his wife have rooms above his offices, but when we came, they gave up these rooms to us and took up their quarters in a small cottage on the place. We have enjoyed the society of our children very much. Soon after we came here, Edson took us all for a trip up the river in his steamer, Morning Star. Brethren Megan and Sutherland were here, looking for land on which to establish a school for the training of teachers, and we thought that perhaps it might be well to look for a way up the river. Then, too, Edson was very weary, and so was I, and we thought that a few days' rest and quiet would be a blessing to us both. And it proved to be a very great blessing. I was able to sleep well every night while on the boat. The rest and peace did me much good. The scenery was beautiful, and we all enjoyed looking at it. Our brethren were anxious to go up the river as far as Carthage, where they had heard that land could be purchased for $5 or $6 an acre. But when they reached there, they found, on making inquiry, that land is just about the same price as it is nearer Nashville. I will send you a copy of a letter that I had written about the places we have visited in the South. Last Monday, we went to see a place about 5 miles from Nashville that is offered for sale for $30,000. There were some who thought that this property might be used for sanitarium work. The place is a beautiful one, and the house is elaborately finished inside with fresco work. But it would not do at all for a sanitarium. As I looked at the beauty of the rooms, I did so want to repeat the words, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Of the patriarchs and prophets it is written, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." Hebrews 11, verse 13 to 16. The city had no need of the moon, neither of the sun to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 21, verse 23 to 27. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2, verse 1 to 3.